Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
Once again, Google may be about to find itself in potentially hot water with EU data protection agencies. European data regulators have threatened to take action over the internet giant's privacy policy. The policy was recently consolidated and now allows Google to pool user data from all of its services, ranging from YouTube to Gmail. While the European DPAs are driving the new action, the European Commission is also pushing to massively increase how much it can fine companies like Google, which until now, and I quote, have been able to laugh off infringement fines. Chiponda Chimbelu has this report.
European data protection authorities are not happy with Google. The internet giant missed a very important deadline this month. It was supposed to bring its privacy policy in line with EU data protection laws by February 15th. That was the deadline after Google was told in October last year that it had 4 months to stop collecting so much information on its users. But the internet giant hasn't made any changes, according to the EU and French data protection authority CNIL. We tried to speak to Google, but they only sent us this statement via email from their spokesperson, Al Verney. Here it is, read by Jesse Wingard.
Our privacy policy respects European law and allows us to create simpler, more effective services. We have engaged fully with the CNIL throughout this process and will continue to do so going forward.
Well, if things continue as they are, the EU may have to crack its whip. French data protection authority CNIL is coordinating how the EU's data protection agencies react to Google's failure to meet the deadline. Gwendal Legrand is the head of the IT experts department at CNIL.
We ask for more information and we ask for more user control. In some cases, it's a consent, it's an opt-in by the users. In some cases, it's just an opt-out.
In March 2012, Google combined 60 privacy policies into one. The change allowed it to collect information on individual users across services like online video streaming site YouTube, image organizer Picasa, and email service Gmail. But this makes it harder for users to tell how and when Google is collecting information from them, as Legrand explains.
If you have personalized results in the search, which are done based on your user history, for instance, in that case, it's absolutely not transparent for the user.
And the problem, as Legrand mentions earlier, is that users never got the opportunity to opt in or out of Google's altered privacy policy in March 2012. In fact, for any user who felt that they weren't happy with the new policy, the only option was to stop using Google services. This is why the EU stepped in last October.
We made a number of recommendations to Google in that letter, asking Google to change the way the services were provided to give more user control and better information to the users.
And now that Google has failed to meet the deadline, the EU intends to take action by the summer. The internet giant could end up being fined, as Gwendal Legrand from the French data protection agency CNIL explains.
In France, for instance, we can get fines up to 150,000 euros and 300,000 euros in case of repeated offense.
150,000 euros. That's nothing for Google. Its revenue last year exceeded $50 billion, which is close to 38 billion euros. 150,000 euros would hardly make a dent in Google's annual revenue. Fortunately, the EU feels the same way. Mina Andreeva is a spokesperson for the Justice, Fundamental Rights and Citizenship Commission in Brussels.
Today, there are often no sanctions at all, or they are so low that infringers basically pay the fine, laugh at the law and continue their breaches. Google has done nothing to address all the recommendations of the French data protection regulator, so this means they are ignoring all the warnings of the regulator. But when a regulator has the tool of a fine, which can run up to 2% of the worldwide annual turnover, which in the case of Google could be up to $1 billion US dollar based on the 2012 annual revenue, well, that is a real deterrent and that might work.
Google versus European data protection authorities is a test case for the EU. In April, the European Parliament Civil Liberties Committee will vote on the proposal that would increase the fines for data protection violation on the continent. The whole European Parliament is set to vote on it later this year. And the proposal won't only help consumers by protecting their data, it will also help companies, Mina Andreeva says.
They don't want to deal with 27 different rules. That costs them today $2.3 billion per year just to get acquainted with all the different national laws if they want to do business on the European market.
According to Andreeva, one law for the EU will also prevent companies from moving servers from one country to another so as to benefit from loopholes in EU states with less restrictive data protection laws. So the law won't just be about harmonizing practices in Europe. It is also about protecting countries and allowing them to compete on an equal footing.
Chiponda Chimelu there.